Start selling on Shopify today. Go to shopify.com/CNN for a $1 per month trial.
Hey everyone, I'm David Chalian, the CNN political director. This is the CNN Political Briefing. Here's what you need to know in politics for Monday, February 6th. The United States shot down a suspected Chinese spy balloon over the weekend, and now comes the political fallout as lawmakers are trying to figure out what's next. The U.S. military is now working on retrieving the suspected Chinese spy balloon that was shot down off the coast of South Carolina on Saturday, and attempting in the retrieval process to learn as much as possible about the capabilities of that balloon and any intelligence gathered. A law enforcement source tells CNN pieces of the wreckage in the Atlantic Ocean are starting to make their way to an FBI lab in Virginia. And a senior military official says debris from the shootdown is spread over several miles. In fact, a U.S. military commander today said a survey ship mapping out the debris field said it could be as large as 15 football fields by 15 football fields. Think of that. So it's going to take at least a few days to gather everything and hopefully answer several remaining questions. What type of surveillance technology is China using? What intelligence, if any, was gathered while this balloon was floating across the continental United States for the better part of a week? And what should the U.S. response be to China's violation of U.S. airspace, of U.S. sovereignty? This particular incident comes at a concerning moment in U.S.-China relations. Tensions between the two superpowers are running high. Secretary of State Antony Blinken postponed his planned trip to Beijing over this incident. And now, as you might imagine, China is none too pleased that the U.S. shot down its balloon. The Chinese are saying that the United States is, quote, overreacting and, quote, seriously violating international practice. Now, as you might imagine, in our current political environment, even something like this, that should be a unifying force of the United States versus this geopolitical global threat of China, could fall prey to Democrats versus Republican partisan politics. What could have been a very unifying moment for the country to deal with this ends up devolving into your typical red and blue jerseys, especially given the potency of a tough-on-China posture that exists in American politics and how both Democrats and Republicans have attempted to portray themselves over the last many years as the tough-on-China party. Nobody wants to cede that ground to their political opponent, as you might imagine. The two things that Democrats and Republicans seem to agree on: China's absurd explanation that this balloon was a civilian weather research vessel. Nobody's buying that. And that it's a good thing that the U.S. military blew it out of the sky, eventually. Obviously, the disagreement on the timing. Here was President Biden on the tarmac at the airport in Maryland over the weekend.
On Wednesday, when I was briefed on the balloon, I ordered the Pentagon to shoot it down on Wednesday as soon as possible. They said to me, let's wait till the safest place to do it.
The commander of U.S. Northern Command and North American Aerospace Defense Command, General Glenn Van Herk, put a finer point on the safety concern reasoning for the delay in shooting the balloon down earlier today.
From a safety standpoint, picture yourself with large debris weighing hundreds, if not thousands of pounds falling out of the sky. That's really what we're kind of talking about.
Republicans clearly saw an opportunity here and pounced. Listen to a little sample here from the Sunday shows. You've got Senator Tom Cotton on Fox News, Ted Cruz on CBS, and Marco Rubio was right here on CNN.
What began as a spy balloon has become a trial balloon, testing President Biden's strength and resolve. And unfortunately, the president failed that test.
I think this entire episode telegraphed weakness to Xi and the Chinese government.
I mean, look at the flight path of this thing. It's a diagonal shot right through the middle of the continental United States. And the message embedded in this to the world is we can fly a balloon over airspace of the United States of America, and they won't be able to do anything about it to stop us.
Congressman Jim Himes, Democrat of Connecticut, he is the ranking member on the House Intelligence Committee. he was defending the administration's position this morning on CNN.
There is enormous value in observing up close and personal an asset like this. What are its capabilities? How does it maneuver? What is it collecting? What is it emanating?
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer announced over the weekend that the Senate will get a comprehensive briefing on China next week. Of course, many questions remain as to how the U.S. is going to respond to China's actions beyond the taking down of the balloon. Congressman Gregory Meeks, Democrat of New York, the top Democrat on the House Foreign Affairs Committee, takes issue with his Republican counterparts for trying to make political hay of this moment.
Clearly, you know, it was a violation of the United States airspace and sovereignty. There's no question about that. And that is something that we will have for further conversation. But, you know, listening to my Republican colleagues, it just shows the art of irresponsibility.
And according to a senior official in the Biden administration, this is not the first time that the United States has experienced this. A senior official told CNN the administration discovered three suspected Chinese spy balloons had passed over the U.S. during the Trump administration, and they discovered that during the Biden administration. So it wasn't discovered in real time. The official did not specify how or when these incidents were discovered. John Kirby of the White House National Security Team told CNN that the administration is offering briefings to key Trump administration officials on this very point. John Bolton, the former Trump national security advisor, this morning was on CNN saying he would welcome this briefing. He had not at the time been contacted yet, but he is very dubious that this occurred in the prior administration the way that these current government officials are saying it did.
As far as I know, every Trump administration official who's been asked has said they didn't know anything about it. If it wasn't detected when it happened, how did we detect it more recently? Did the Biden administration invent a time machine?
Former Defense Secretary under President Trump, Mark Esper, told CNN on Friday he was surprised to hear the Pentagon say that incidents like this happened under the Trump administration.
I don't ever recall somebody coming into my office or reading anything that the Chinese had a surveillance balloon above the United States.
General Van Herk attempted to clarify today exactly why the current thinking in the Pentagon is that these did occur in the prior administration.
Every day as the NORAD commander, it's my responsibility to detect threats to North America. I will tell you that we did not detect those threats. And that's a domain awareness gap that we have to figure out.
President Biden was no doubt going to mention U.S.-China relations in the State of the Union address. It's one of the most important dynamics on the global stage at the moment. But this incident all but assures that this will get more attention in his big State of the Union address tomorrow night. And Republicans are hoping to keep the focus on it because they sense an opportunity to paint Biden as weak in this circumstance, which is why House Republicans are considering a resolution condemning the Biden administration for its handling of the balloon. And that could potentially pass as soon as tomorrow, just hours before the president delivers his address. That's it for today's Political Briefing. Thanks so much for listening. And if you like the show, please consider rating and reviewing us on Apple Podcasts. We'll talk to you tomorrow.